Welcome. Today we're discussing some massive news in the AI world, GPT 4.1.
I'm practically buzzing with excitement. A new model already? What's the big deal with this one?
Well, buckle up, because it's a whole lot. Think better performance, lower cost, and it's exclusively available through the API. They're really targeting developers with this release.
API only? That is interesting. So no playing around with it directly in ChatGPT then?
Not yet, anyway. And get this, it's actually a family of three models. 4.1, 4.1 mini, and, for the first time ever, 4.1 nano.
Nano? Okay, color me intrigued. What's so special about these, besides the names?
Speed, cost, and a million token context window. That's huge. Remember how limited OpenAI's context windows have been compared to the competition? This is a major step forward.
A million tokens. Okay, that's a game changer. But can it actually use all that context effectively?
Apparently, yes. They're claiming major gains in coding and instruction following. Plus, it outperforms GPT-4 and 4 mini across the board.
Hold on. Outperform GPT-4 and 4 mini? Those are some serious claims. Got any proof?
They've got benchmarks. A significant jump in the SWE verified score for coding. A double-digit percentage increase in instruction following benchmarks. Even setting new, state-of-the-art results in multimodal long context understanding with video. Pretty impressive, right?
Okay, I'm starting to see the hype. But what about GPT 4.5? Where does that fit in?
Ah yes, the curious case of 4.5. It's actually being deprecated in favor of 4.1. Seems like it was a bit too resource intensive, too slow, and too expensive.
Deprecated? That seems harsh after such a short time. So what's the deal?
They basically need the GPUs. It's a GPU-hungry beast, and they need those resources for the new API-focused models. Makes sense from a business perspective, I suppose.
So long, 4.5. What about the real star of the show, 4.1? What kind of real-world applications are we talking about?
Think enterprise solutions. Box AI showed off some impressive demos of 4.1. Pulling key insights from complex documents, like earnings calls and legal contracts. The improvement in document understanding is a big deal.
Wow, so not just code, but complex text analysis too. What about 4.1, Mini and Nano? Any love for them?
Mini seems to be the sweet spot. It's apparently giving 4.0 a run for its money in some benchmarks, while being significantly faster and way cheaper. Nano is super fast and inexpensive, ideal for tasks like classification and auto-completion.
So, faster, cheaper, and better. Sounds almost too good to be true. There's gotta be a catch, right?
Well, I'm a little skeptical about the complete demise of 4.5. I suspect they'll bring it back in some form eventually. But as for 4.1, the early results are very promising. The real test will be how developers utilize these new tools and what they build with them.
True. It will be fascinating to watch how these models affect the development landscape. Thanks for breaking it all down.
Absolutely, and thank you for listening. Until next time, stay tuned for more exciting AI updates.
Goodbye.